Sadiq Khan, congratulations.
James, it's very kind. Thank you very much. It seems like months ago when I came to your show to reveal I was running to be Labour's candidate for the Mayor of London. So it's only fitting that the first interview I do since the fantastic news and the humbling news is back with you, James.
Well, we're delighted to have you here. I'll take all the credit for the subsequent success, actually. I wonder who I should have anointed someone for tomorrow's election as well. What happens now? I mean, your campaign team, it's mission accomplished, but Monday morning, presumably, the hard work starts.
The hard work starts now. I mean, what we've seen over the last 7 years, our London is let down by the current mayor. My job is, you know, winning this election is all well and good. But unless we win back City Hall next May, and it's winning for a purpose, we can't address some of the big problems that your listeners talk about every day when they ring into the show, whether it's the housing crisis. London has not been able to rent a property, London, let alone buy a property. Whether it's Londoners doing a hard day's work, not getting a decent day's pay, whether it's Londoners being priced out of using our tubes and overground trains. My job is to start now the task of winning back the trust and confidence of Londoners so they feel confident next May to vote for me as the Mayor of London.
How relevant do you think your roots have been to this success? You wear them on your sleeve, you wear them proudly and rightly so, but they will sort of contrast you to a lot of other politicians, not least the man you're most likely to be doing battle with for the mayoralty.
Oh, listen, the number of bus drivers who, when they're driving, peep their horns and put their thumbs up, or
you
people
could just
who
be
stop and talk
badly,
to me.
Sadiq. They might not
well,
have recognised
I mean,
you.
I think people, I mean, there's a sense of pride. I mean, I say this without arrogance, I hope.
Yes.
With people thinking, you know, working class boy done good, that could be my boy, my daughter. It's lovely to see somebody doing well. And what's remarkable, and I see this in Tooting, election after election, but also during this campaign, is, you know, Londoners, all of us are very simple. We want to do a hard day's graft and get the merits for doing that. And what they see with the London of today, unfortunately, is people aren't getting the chance to fulfil their opportunities. And I'm blessed, James. You know, I managed to do well at school because my teachers pushed me. I'm blessed because my dad and mum couldn't afford to rent from a private landlord, but luckily there were council properties in those days, so they could rent with a, you know, affordable rent, and they could put money aside to buy a property of their own. I was lucky. I got to university on the basis of my grades rather than how much we could afford to do it. So, you know, my worry is today's Londoners have the opportunities to fulfil their potential like I was blessed to do so.
Finally, Sadiq, because I know everyone will want a piece of you, tomorrow's result, do you think, honestly, hand on heart, that will have a big bearing on your mayoral campaign, that the party leader will affect the mayoral election?
I mean, what we've seen in the last four mayoral elections is Londoners like to choose a candidate who, of course, is for a political party, but he's independent-minded. I mean, Ken won in the first term as an independent. But Londoners, irrespective of whether you're Labour or Tory, want somebody who thinks for themselves. And I've shown, not just in my 10 years as a lawyer before I was a Member of Parliament, not simply during the time as a Member of Parliament, that I can think for myself. As you said, I've not forgotten where I came from. I know where I want the rest of the city to go to. I think we're a wonderful, wonderful city. But you know what? We can be even better. We can be our brother's keeper. We shouldn't walk on the other side of the road. We should be a city that competes confidently with New York and with Tokyo and with Berlin and with Stuttgart and with other cities around the world. But we've also got to make sure we fulfil the dream of London, which is if you come here and you work hard, your potential is fulfilled.